Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. What do you mean, welcome back? This is Catholic Answers Live. Hello, and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. It's not a welcome back. It's, I guess 23 hours ago we left here. But hey, I'm all fired up for a very good reason. If you said, name the best Catholic apologist in the world, at the very, very top of the list, you'd have Tim Staples and Jimmy Akin. So what would you think of a show that had both of them on in the same day? And that's what we're doing today. Open forum. First hour, Tim's here. Second hour, Jimmy will be here. The number is 888-318-7884. 888-318-7884. You can ask whatever you want. Tim, of course, the author of
Behold Your Mother.
Behold Your Mother, a biblical and historical defense of the Marian doctrines, and Nuts and Bolts, a practical how-to guide for evangelism. Hi, Tim.
Hey, it is great to be with you, man.
One other thing we're doing today, one other small little detail.
What's that?
Raising money.
Amen, brother.
It's time. It's our summer pledge drive for the next 3 days. So we only take a few minutes out of each hour, so you won't miss all the great things that are going to happen on the show today. But we come to you, ask you to support us every 3 months, and it is time to ask for your support. And let me tell you right now, we have a $15,000 match to start off. So a very generous donor has given us $15,000 on the condition that we raise that amount in the first hour.
Wow.
The number for that, and this is the number I'm going to give out throughout the rest of the program, 888-291-8000. That's the number to make your pledge, 888-291-8000. And if you dial right now, you can be the first person. I'll watch the board and I'll let you know when the first call comes in, 888-291-8000. Or you can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. $15,000 dollar for dollar match this hour. And Tim, just before I turn it over to you, I'm going to say one other thing. Last time, last pledge drive, we had a donor who made a very, there's the first call. All right, we're started. Pledge drive has started.
All right, let's go.
It's the strangest thing happened. A donor said, look, I'll match every new monthly pledge that you get. Someone who's never pledged monthly before, every new monthly pledge you get, I'll match it again. So that was tripled. Guess what? We have that again. This is only the second time this has ever happened. We don't know if it'll ever happen again. But so we have a double match for those of you who are first-time monthly givers. 888-291-8000.
And folks, this is a big matching gift for the first hour, $15,000. Can I kind of go out on a limb right now? I like going out on limbs, actually.
Head out there.
And folks, I think we have some folks out there that can help us get this $15,000. Maybe we have a $1,000 donor right now or a $10,000 donor. You could really help us because $15,000 is quite a challenge for 1 hour. We need your help. And we also need your help with regard to monthly donors. Folks, we really love monthly donors because that you give that $25 a month and we know it's coming in every month. That helps us tremendously. So, folks, we need you right now. Monthly donors, big donors, and we're not going to turn away any donors.
No.
Because every dollar really does help. But folks, we need some big donors right off the bat. Can you give that $1,000 gift, $5,000 gift, $10,000 gift? Give us a call, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, that's 888-291-8000. And remember, folks, we're always starting behind. Because over these last 3 months, we have lost donors. There is an attrition rate here, folks. We really do lose donors for various reasons. People die. People move away. People lose radio stations. They don't hear us anymore. And they drop off. And so these first few minutes are really important. We got to make up the ground we've lost so we can push forward, folks, and do the things we want to do at Catholic Answers, folks. And believe me, every dollar goes into the work here at Catholic Answers. Yeah, we got to pay the staff and pay for all these cameras and such. But I will guarantee you this, my friends. You look at Catholic Answers, this place is a beehive. And this is all we do every day. Give people Catholic Answers. I don't know of a better way to donate money or to put your money toward anything better than saving souls, bringing people to the fullness of our Catholic faith. Please, folks, pick up the phone right now. We've got way too many open lines at 888. I can't even count them. There's so many open lines right now at 888-291-8000. We need to hear from you.
888-291-8000. I'm going to go to Brian in Fort Wayne, and we'll start the questioning. But Brian, if you just hang on 20 seconds while I review for people where we are. It's the first day. It's the first hour. It's the first moments of our summer pledge drive. We come to you every 3 months, and we ask you to support us financially so we can stay in business for the next 3 months. Right now, we have a $15,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour. That means any amount you give, any way you give it, it's going to be matched up to $15,000 this hour. 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. In addition, if you have never been a monthly donor to Catholic Answers, there's another donor who will also match your gift. So this is an extraordinary bonus. That means if you were to give $10 a month right now, just pick up the phone and call $10 a month, it's going to get doubled because we have that $15,000 match. But then it's going to get an additional match from this other donor. And so it's going to be $30 a month. Count that out for the whole year. It all gets matched. So instead of it being $120, it's $360 to us. So if you can make that $10 a month pledge right now, 888-291-8000. I'm going to go through all the different levels, what you get when you give it the $10 level, $20 level, $45, $84 level. But we'll do that after we talk to Brian in Fort Wayne, Indiana, because we don't want to take too much time out from what we usually do here at Catholic Answers. Brian in Fort Wayne, listening on Redeemer Radio. Go ahead with your question for Tim.
Hey, how you doing? Question is, I was hoping Tim could explain what does Tertullian mean by the soul is naturally Christian? And the reason for my asking that question is I just kind of am amused by atheists, post-theists, people like that who, you know, say God is dead, religion is dead, without knowing that they've really just kind of substituted, you know, things that we normally associate with God or religious practice. You know, we worship God, they worship evolution or money. They have, you know, we have saints, they have celebrities. We go to mass, they go to football games. So it's like, you know, they do the same things. It's just what is their emphasis? And so I can kind of understand, you know, the soul is maybe naturally religious if we understand religion as being connected.
But right. Right. Yeah. As you know, that quote from the Apology, in fact, I believe Tertullian says that in more than one place, but I know in his Christian Apology or the Apology, he makes that statement. And I think it's kind of, now, let me say this. If Tertullian was in any way teaching a Pelagian understanding that we don't need grace in order to come to Christ, of course, that would be error. But I don't believe that's what Tertullian is saying. He's saying that in Jesus Christ, the human soul finds its home. It's another way of saying, I believe, like St. Augustine says, as you know, at the beginning of his great work, his Confessions, our hearts are made for you, and they will remain restless until they rest in thee. I think that's what Tertullian is getting at, that the Christian faith revealed by God is what we are all ordered toward. And even though there are mysteries, of course, that are beyond our capacities that need grace, both to be able to comprehend and to experience, everything about our faith fits. It is just a perfect fit for the human soul. And so the soul will never be fully at rest until It is at home in God through Jesus Christ. But really appreciate your call, folks. And I'll tell you what, you know, I love the fact, Cy, that the questions we get from our listeners, you know, we have folks that are diving into the fathers of the church and asking questions like these, you know.
Yeah.
This is a testimony to Catholic radio in general and media over the decades. I know, I think Jimmy would agree with me here that when we first started in Catholic radio, and as you know, I'm one of the real old timers that started back in 1994. In Catholic radio, back when there were just about two or three stations in the whole United States, we were renting time actually on a Protestant station back in those days. And the questions we get, you know, back then you answer the Brothers of the Lord 10 times a week, you know, that sort of, not to put anybody down or anything, but I'm telling you, folks, Catholic radio has had an impact all around this country and all around the world. Everywhere we go, we see it. Thank you, Catholic Answers. I am Catholic today because of Catholic Answers Live. I came back to my faith. I was Protestant. I came home. Folks, this is what it's all about. But right now, folks, we are way behind on getting the 15,000 this first hour. We need to hit this match, and we haven't even started yet. So maybe you've been listening for a while, and you know, you've listened to several drives, and you said, I should have. Well, right now we need you. 888-291-8000. We need you right now. Call in that $25 a month donation. That's what we need right now. And folks, I gotta believe there's a $1,000 gift out there, a $5,000, maybe that $10,000 gift. You will make me feel so much better if you could call in that $10,000 gift right now. And I'll guarantee you, folks, you can't put your money any place better than Catholic Radio, and in particular, Catholic Answers Live.
888-291-8000 is the number to call. Or, as we said, you can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Either place, the matches will both be applied. And let me explain that again, and then I'm going to go over the levels, and then we'll go back to some more callers for Tim. It's our quarterly pledge drive. We need to raise the money to be able to pay the bills for the next quarter. If you are able to pledge in any amount up to $15,000 this first hour, that will be matched. Dollar for dollar match. $100 pledge becomes $200. $1,000 pledge becomes $2,000.
Yes.
And don't forget that $5 pledge becomes $10. The $10 pledge becomes $20, and it all adds up. But here's the monthly levels. I just want to let you know what they are. Because there's an additional match. If you've never been a monthly donor before, if you're a first-time monthly donor, we have a special donor who once again has come up with a large amount of money, as a matter of fact, $115,000, and said, I'll match up to that amount any first-time monthly donor. So if you've never given before monthly, your money will be tripled. $10 a month becomes $30 a month. $20 a month becomes $60 a month. $100 a month becomes $300 a month. And here's the level. At a $10 a month gift, you become a member of our Society 315. You get the beautiful Society of 315 t-shirt. You get the Catholic Answers car magnet. And then you just get tons of exclusive content throughout the year, okay? So there'll be talks, there'll be, you can come on our retreat with us virtually, you know, we would go on retreat, and then you get to hear all the talks when we go on our retreat later in the year, and all kinds of exclusive content. So we just want you to be a member of that. We tried not to make the bar to entry very high. So $10 a month, and it's tripled right now if you're a first-time giver. At $20 a month, you will be entered into the Society 315, but we'll also send you Pope Peter, the highly acclaimed book about the papacy from Joe Heschmeyer, Pope Peter defending the church's most distinctive doctrine in a time of crisis. But you'll also get Scott Hahn and Dr. Benjamin Weicker's book, The Decline and Fall of Sacred Scripture, How the Bible Became a Secular Book. It is a great read. I highly recommend it. That's just for $20 a month, which is tripled to $60 if this is your first time as a monthly donor. And then at the $45 a month level, all of that, including the membership in the Society 315 and the two books, plus you're going to get the Catholic Answers School of Apologetics class for free, Bible Difficulties. You get the DVD and the workbook and the 34 different lessons that Jimmy did. It's like taking a college course on Bible Difficulties, part one. That's at the $45 a month level. And then if you are one of those people who can do a very large donation, at the $84 a month level, you become a member of the President's Club. There's lots of benefits that come with being a member of the President's Club. And then at the $417 a month level, I realize that it's very, very high amount of money. Most of us could not do it, but there are people who can. You're a member of the Founders Club, where you get all the other benefits and then some really extraordinary exclusives, like invitations to our Founders Weekend, where we spend the weekend praying and learning about this apostolate and growing it. Let me just give the number. 888-291-8000 is where you call. Half the line's open right now, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Yeah, I wanted to mention, folks, that you, if you're in the area of San Diego, please come by and visit us.
I know. It's so nice to have visitors again.
It really is. Now the building is open again. You can come in and see these new cameras we have right here. We are doing a lot of new stuff because we happen to live in a digital age, don't we, Si?
Exactly.
And in order to meet the growing need digitally, you got to spend money. And we have, and we will. And we want to do a lot more. But folks, we really need your help. You know, we have meetings here all the time, don't we, Si? And we talk about all the things we would like to do. And we are doing tons, but we want to do tons more. Could you help us out? Especially right now, every dollar you give is doubled, folks. You could help us to do things, my friend, to bring the gospel to thousands and thousands more people. But we need your help at 888-291-8000. We need you to call now, because I have to say it again, we're way behind. Folks, I'm starting to get a little nervous here, because we've got a $15,000 match right now. And, we're way behind.
A lot of lines open.
We got a lot of lines open. Folks, right now, 888-291-8000, $5, $10. Don't let the devil tell you not to give that one-time gift for $10, $20, $25. We need that. We need those monthly gifts especially, folks. That's what keeps things churning here. $25 a month, $50 a month. And could I go out on another limb, Si, and ask you, some may be giving $20 a month right now. How about doubling that? Go $20 to $40 a month. If you're at $25, go $50. Maybe you're at $50 and you can go $100 a month. You have no idea how much that helps us. Pick up that phone, 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000. And remember, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, right? CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And folks, one more time, I know there's somebody out there that can give that $1,000, that $5,000, or folks, there's somebody that can give that $10,000 gift. And from the looks of things, I think we need that $10,000 gift right now, folks. One more time, 888-291-8000 or 888-291-8000.
Let's go to the other phones, and we'll see what Aaron in Tampa, Florida, watching on YouTube, has to say. Aaron, go ahead with your question for Tim.
Thank you. My question comes from St. Francis de Sales' Introduction to a Devout Life, and yes. I was hoping if Mr. Staples could explain the prayer of oblation, which is a prayer when a Christian can offer God the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ, which is also used in the Divine Mercy Chaplet.
Yes.
It's very extreme language. I don't think that type of language is used like in any scriptural prayers, and so I was wondering if Mr. Staples could explain that.
Sure. This is a very ancient practice in the church and foundational to the spiritual life. And it's rooted in the reality that the only sacrifice, strictly speaking, that is acceptable to God is the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, body, blood, soul, and divinity. That is absolutely central to our entire Christian faith, right? Because one sin against an infinitely holy God creates an infinite gulf that can only be met, bridged, if you will, by a person of infinite dignity, hence the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. That is the prophetic, pure, clean sacrifice prophesied by Malachi in Malachi chapter 1, verses 7 through 11, especially there, verse 11, right? The pure, the perfect sacrifice. So our sacrifices, my friend, are only acceptable to God in as much as they are in Jesus Christ. Everything that we offer to God is acceptable only because of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. So ultimately, we are offering ourselves to God, and that's what the prayer of oblation is, in Christ. And so we're offering ourselves in Him, with Him, and through Him, as Romans chapter 11, verse 36 says, and of course, the priest says that in the Eucharistic prayer, in the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, but we can pray that with the priest. Now, of course, making the distinction between his ministerial priesthood and our universal priesthood, but nevertheless, the same principle applies. It's in him, with him, and through him. So in that sense, we say, I offer unto you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ, right? For our own sins as well as the sins of others. This is the principle that undergirds texts of Scripture like Romans 12, verses 1 and 2. We beseech thee, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you offer your bodies, living sacrifices, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable worship. Well, wait a minute. How can I offer my body and it be acceptable to Almighty God? I can't, apart from the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. And the last thing I'll say here, as we see even in the book of Revelation, Jesus offering himself to the Father. How is he depicted, for example, in Revelation chapter 5, when the people in heaven literally weep because they have the seven seals and they want to open them, but nobody is worthy except who? The Lion of the tribe of Judah, who is revealed as a lamb. He is still a lamb even now, offering himself to the Father in heaven. And so that is how we can offer ourselves acceptable unto God, is by our union with Him. We are at the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass lifted up into heaven, and we experience that heavenly worship in Him, with Him, and through Him. There's so much more we could talk about when we talk about the prayer of oblation. It's not extreme, my friends. That is foundational to Christian spirituality. But folks, I got to tell you, we need your help right now, because I'm seeing so many green, I'm seeing too many open lines over here, my friends, at 888-291-8000. Do you want people to get answers like you just heard when folks have real questions about the faith? What is this prayer of oblation? You know what? We at Catholic Answers, we do this every day. This is what we do, is research is stuff like that. That's why people ask me all the time, Tim, how do you know all this stuff? Well, I've been doing it for 30 years. I've been answering people's questions. And over time, you know, stuff sticks in your head a little bit. Right, Si?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. And well, yours, not mine so much. But
we have an awesome faith in our Catholic faith. And we do have the answers, my friend. Not we as Si Kellett and Tim Staples, but our one holy Catholic and apostolic faith. And that's all we do. We basically, you know, parrot what the church teaches, and people think we're smart. But folks, in order to do this, we need your help. We've got way too many open lines, and I'm getting really nervous because we've only got about a half hour left, and we got to raise a lot of money. We're not even close to the 15,000. Can you call right now, 888-291-8000, and give that $25 a gift? Once again, maybe you're given 50, up it to $100 a month. Maybe it's you're given 15, up it to 30. We need your help. Or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Remember, right now, every dollar you give is doubled. Give that $1,000 and whammo, it's $2,000 and we need it. 888-291-8000. Pick up that phone.
888-291-8000 is the call to make your pledge. This is our quarterly pledge drive. This is how we stay funded for the next 3 months. You can also go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're going to go right back to the phones in a second here, try to get another call in before the bottom of the hour. So don't worry, we're going to keep doing the show. 888-291-8000. I just want to let you know that because we're taking on more here, we have increased, or we've had our kind of goal increased, and we've tried to get to 200,000 in the last year of pledge drives, and you've gotten us there each time. So the
wow.
the
the folks upstairs have said, look, we want to do this School of Apologetics. We want to grow it. We want to do all this online stuff. Let's see if we can get that to 225. So this is the first time ever in our history we've had a goal of $225,000 over 3 days. And so we need your calls, as Tim said, 888-291-8000. All right, I'm going to go to the phones. I just want to tell you one thing, Tim, because this will make you feel better. Just slowly, the information comes to us about the donors who are calling. But right at the beginning of this hour, you said we're going to need to start with some big donors. Very first caller out of Texas, a woman named Sherry from Texas. And God bless you, Sherry. First caller, $1,000. Started
Praise
us off
God.
With $1,000. So Praise thanks
God.
Very much for that, Sherry. And I'll update you on some of the other folks who have been calling as well. But let's go to the phone, see if we can get another call in here. Jacob in Lincoln, Nebraska, listening on 102.7 FM. Glad to have you, Jacob. Go ahead with your question for Tim.
How you doing, Tim?
Doing great, Jacob. What's on your mind, brother?
So I was having a debate with someone at work about the story of Sodom getting destroyed by God.
Yes.
And how if he found, if there was found to be righteous people there, he would
yes.
save
even
the
10.
The city.
Yes.
Yeah. And the person I was debating brought up, well, what about the children?
Yes.
Because they would have been innocent in the situation.
Yes. Well, you know, this reminds me of the famous words from the book of Job, right? The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Of course, that's from Job chapter 1, verse 21, that famous text where Job is experiencing a tremendous amount of suffering, up to including losing children and such. And I think, you know, this is one of these hard truths that the modern culture does not want to accept, but in fact, we know it to be true. Our every breath is a gift from Almighty God. In fact, that's something that's knowable just through the use of reason. Tell you what, folks, we got to go to a break right now. When I come back, I'm going to put a bow on this answer, but I want you all to keep calling because we need your help right now at 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, and we'll be right back.
Catholic Answers Live would like to take this opportunity to thank our partners in airing our daily program. Please support the stations and networks that carry us each day, ensuring that we have a platform for broadcasting the show. And please bear in mind that while we don't have to pay for airtime on our affiliate stations, neither do they contribute to the operating costs we incur. It's a great relationship, but it requires that we turn to you, our devoted listeners, for your prayers and financial support to cover our ever-growing expenses. Please call 888-291-8000 right now and help to keep Catholic Answers Live strong. That's 888-291-8000. Or you can donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. What began as a humble one-hour daily show that was carried by four stations has, with the generosity of many fantastic people like you, blossomed into a two-hour broadcast heard on hundreds of AM and FM stations, the internet, Sirius XM Radio, Facebook, YouTube, and via podcast. We don't make that possible. You do. We simply cannot continue this media mission without your most generous gift today. Call 888-291-8000 or log on to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate now. People tell us all the time how much they depend on Catholic Answers Live to help them better learn, live, and share their faith. What they're really saying is they depend on you for that. Will you come through for them right now? It only takes a couple of minutes to make a huge difference at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. No matter how much you give, be assured of our gratitude and know that God will richly bless you. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's important that you take this important step right now, today, to make sure that Catholic Answers Live is here tomorrow and for years to come. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Having a great time, a very exciting day. First of all, we got Tim Staples and Jimmy Akin. That you can't beat that. That's the A superstar lineup. And it's open forum. You can ask anything you want. The number to call if you have an open forum question is 888-318-7884. But it's also the first half hour of our pledge drive. And we're very grateful that many people have picked up the phone and called. It's a big number that we've got to raise, $225,000. First time we've ever had that big of a goal. But we, you know, what we're told by the folks who run things around here, we're growing as an apostolate. And in order to do that, we got to tell people what our need is and ask them for their help. So pledge drive on right now, 888-291-8000. And two matches, one a $15,000 match for this hour. When we use that up, that will go away. The other match for any new monthly donor, an additional match for that new monthly donor, whether it's a $10 monthly pledge or a, I don't know, $500 monthly pledge. It's all going to be matched up to $115,000. So that's extra money for us. We'd love it if you would come in as a new monthly donor, 888-291-8000. We have Jacob on the line from Lincoln, Nebraska, and had asked Tim the question about the children. Yes. What about the innocent children who were killed in the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah?
Exactly. And Jacob, to pick up where we left off, that text, of course, in Job chapter 1, part of it is dealing with children, you know, and Job understood this principle that is a principle of faith, but it's also, as I mentioned, something we can know even through the pure and natural light of reason. And that is our existence at every moment, every second of every day is absolutely dependent upon God. This is the significance of when St. Paul says of Christ, in him all things consist. Right in Colossians chapter 1, which is a revelation of his divinity, because we are absolutely dependent upon God. Our life is a gift, and so God can take it anytime he wants. He doesn't have to give us a reason, because he is the gift giver. Now, we know, and this is an important point to bring to people's attention, even though God doesn't need to give us a reason, he gave, he can take away. We know that God has a purpose for everything, including the taking of children. That is, every two-day-old baby that has ever been lost. And this is one of the beauties of our Catholic faith, my friend, is that one day we will know. In fact, the Catechism of the Catholic Church tells us we will know God's entire plan of salvation. We will know why each one of those two-day-old babies or babies in the womb, you name it, we'll know precisely why God permitted it, and how all these things work together for the good. Romans 8:28 is not there for the fun of it. All things really do work together for the good. In fact, God would not allow any evil to happen except for the fact that by his omnipotence, he can and will bring not just good out of it, but a greater good. That's how awesome our God is. And folks, I can't tell you how much joy it brings to my heart to say those words, that is how good our God is. Do you think in the midst of this world today, where there is so much confusion and pain and hatred, this message isn't of dire need to be expressed and heard around the world, folks? God is good, and Jesus loves you. In fact, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life, says John 3:16. The perennial truth of truths. This is what we're here for at Catholic Answers, is to tell people Jesus really does love them, and to tell them of our one holy Catholic and apostolic faith, which is the instrument that God has deigned to bring this great message to the world. But folks, we can't do it. This is what I want to just shout from the rooftops right now, Si. We really can't do it without your help. We don't come every quarter and say this for the fun of it. This is a fact. Without you guys, we're not on the air. We can't do what we do. But we're coming to you now. We come to you day in and day out, and we give everything we are to you. And I will tell you this, there's not a finer group of people anywhere in the Catholic world than you'll find right here in this building. We got about 45 full-timers
So you're each, including the video guys in that.
Well, except for them.
Okay.
Everybody. Every single person, including the video guys, you're not going to meet a finer crew more dedicated to the mission, and that is to bring the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ. But I have to say, folks, we have way too many open lines right now. We need your help to proclaim this message and give people reasons why we believe what we believe. Please pick up the phone right now. If you've been thinking about it for these first 35 minutes, stop thinking about it. Pick up the phone and call 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000. Remember, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com as well. I just wanted to say one last thing. Cy, do you know, of course you know, it was a few drives ago where we actually went down in numbers of donors per tower.
Yeah, right, right.
And I think that was, and it really made me nervous because it was the first time since I've been at Catholic Answers over 16 years that we saw that happen. Well, guess what? We went back up. Yeah. We went from like 15 to 14, then we went back to 15, and we are now at 16 donors per tower. And you may be saying, that's all? Yeah, that's it. 16 donors per tower. If we can up that to 17 or 18, folks, that changes everything here at Catholic Answers. Be one of those that's going to up the numbers of donors at your tower. Pick it up right now. 888. I'll even wait a second. All right, go ahead. Pick it up. All right, the phone number, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We need to hear from you now.
888-291-8000. I'm going to go right back to the phones. I just want to let you know about the match, the special match. I want to remind you about that again, and then I'll head back to the phones. More questions for Tim. Basically, the way it works is we have a donor who said, look, up to $115,000, I'll match any new monthly pledge. That's it. That's the deal. Up to $115,000, I'll match any new monthly pledge. Because this donor knows how money works for a nonprofit like us, which is the money that comes in monthly is like a baseline that makes it possible for you to do all kinds of planning and know how much you can hire and what equipment you can buy. So all that is very, very important to us. So this donor knows that. And so I said, I'll help you get monthly pledges. So if you make a monthly pledge of $10 right now, and you've never been a monthly pledger before here at Catholic Answers, that person is going to double it for the whole year, $120, double it. But and then if it's 20, of course, $240 for the year. And if it's 45, that's almost $500 a year. So let me tell you what you get at those three levels, though. At the $10 a month level, and please, really, please consider this. If you can pledge at $10 a month, it's going to get doubled right away immediately.
That's awesome.
On top of any other match we have.
Yes.
And so that it becomes $240 to us. And then you're a member of our Society 315, which is like a little family we're trying to build up around the world of people who are interested in Catholic apologetics. You get a T-shirt, you get a car magnet, you get access to a monthly, at least monthly, but maybe in some instances more than monthly, exclusive content, you know? And I always point to the example of when we just had the retreat for our Lenten retreat. We brought cameras with us and we put them up and people joined us for the retreat virtually. We want to do that kind of stuff for people around the world.
Awesome.
$10 a month gets you in on that. 888-291-8000. Or if you're around the world and the call is difficult, go online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. At the $20 a month level, you get the membership in Society 315, but you also get Pope Peter, the book from Joe Heschmeyer, and The Decline and Fall of Sacred Scripture, the book from Scott Hahn and Dr. Benjamin Weicker. And at the $45 a month level, then you also get a free course at the Catholic Answer School of Apologetics, Bible Difficulties 1. You get the whole DVD set. You get the hard copy of everything, including the workbook from Jimmy Akin. So could you fill up those lines now, and we'll start using those matches up. And I got to tell you right now, only two lines in use. Every single one of our coworkers who's in the building and who's not in this studio with us right now is ready to answer the phone, and they're virtually empty right now. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. Please fill up those lines and let's start using up that match. And I will go back to the phone so Tim can do his regular work. Let's go to Joseph in Fremont, California. We're listening on the new and improved Catholic Answers Live app, a new and improved app because our donors paid for it when they made their pledge at 888-291-8000. I like that, throwing a pitch in there. All right, Joseph, go ahead with your question for Tim.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Happy to.
My call is in regards Thank you. It's in regards to Genesis 1 through 6. Mm-hmm. That's right before the flood. Mm-hmm. Genesis, the second verse, it says, "The sons of heaven saw how beautiful the daughters of man were, and so they took for their wives as many as they chose."
Right.
Now, I've heard two separate versions on who these sons of heaven are. Some say it's man, and some say it's angels.
Right.
If it's angels, what does in Matthew 22:23-30, where the Sadducees are testing Jesus about a man, are seven men who married the same woman? And he says in 30, they are neither married nor are given in marriage, but are like the angels in heaven.
Right.
So if those are angels in Genesis, how can they have wives if they don't marry?
Right.
All right, Joseph.
Well, Joseph, I think you answered your own question. You are correct. Those are not angels. In fact, there are many problems with that understanding. And by the way, the Hebrew actually reads sons of God. And sons of God is a term that's used not only here, and by the way, the answer in the back of the book is, or Genesis in the front of the book, is these are sons of the covenant. The sons of God represents the son of the line of Shem. These are the sons of the covenant who married outside of the covenant, which causes all kinds of problems. That's what that text is referring to. But you're right. Can't be angels. There's lots of problems. In fact, there is an apocryphal work called the Book of Enoch. That, in fact, we did a podcast on that not too long ago. That
Catholic
folks
Answers
can
Focus.
Get that right now.
Yeah, it's up.
At Catholic.com, you can check that out. That's a podcast that I did with Cy on the Book of Enoch. But, there's another problem. Not only do you have the problem with what Jesus said, the angels don't marry. They can't marry. They're pure spirit, right? They don't have bodies. They can't take women in marriage. They're an entirely different species, if you will, than human beings. But you also have the problem of the fact that the Fourth Lateran Council defined that the angels were created good and they fell before the creation of Adam and Eve. And that fits right with the Bible because Adam was created and the devil was already the devil because he came into the garden and tempted, of course, Eve and through Eve, Adam. And so the idea of angels seeing women and then growing to, be attracted to them and taking them for wives doesn't fit, right? Because the permanent decision for either heaven or hell was already made before Adam and Eve were even created. So that can't be the source of their fall, which is, by the way, what the Book of Enoch says. The bad angels fell because they saw and were attracted to women. No, actually, that's not the case. So there are multiple reasons why, Joseph, but I think you nailed it to the wall right from the start. Jesus says angels neither marry nor are given in marriage. And folks, we need your help right now because, oh my gosh, Cy, look how many. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. We got 14 open lines right now. We're coming down to the wire. We've got about, 18 minutes left? Right?
Right?
18 minutes left, folks. It's coming down to the wire. We need your help now at 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You can give any time there, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. But we need you now to consider that $25 a month gift. That changes everything here at Catholic Answers, folks. That's 20, think about it, $25 a month becomes $300 right there. Double that, you got $600 just by making that $25 a month pledge right now. $50 a month. And can I go out on the limb one last time? I'll probably do it again. But at least this time, we need some $1,000 donors right now, folks, at 888-291-8000. Maybe we've got that one $5,000 donor. You can call right now, 888-291-8000, and you'll have somebody in this building who answers that phone dancing the Snoopy dance.
It's not going to be me. I can't dance the Snoopy dance. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. As Tim said, lots of lines open, and we have that special bonus match on top of any other match. And you can ask the folks on the line what's available for matching money. But everybody who's a first-time monthly donor is getting doubled. Okay, then all the anything else comes into consideration. So if you could give $10 a month right now, $20 a month right now, it's all doubled. 888-291-8000.
Catholic Answers, the most trusted name in Catholic apologetics.
Do you love praying for people? Have you ever wanted to use your gift of prayer to share Jesus with others and build up the body of Christ? Start a public prayer station with St. Paul Street Evangelization. Listen to people's needs, pray with them, or invite them to meet you at church. St. Paul Street Evangelization can help you get started. Find out how at streetevangelization.com. That's streetevangelization.com.
Really got to say thank you to everybody who has called during our quarterly pledge drive. 888-291-8000 is the number. It's Catholic Answers Live. It's open forum today. Tim Staples is here. And it's really amazing when you think about it that all the money we need to run for the next quarter here at the radio show and the podcast, and some left over to help other departments do what they do, a good amount left over for other departments as well. All of that is raised in 6 hours. Like we just come to you for 6 hours, and we don't even ask you for the whole 6 hours. And so I'm not saying that to congratulate us. I am so grateful that you've never made it terribly hard on us. But it is 6 hours, and we're less than 1 hour into it right now, and we've got, you know, okay, just a little $200,000 to go over the next 5.5 hours, but we'll get there. It will be fine. But I do want to ask you again before I go back to the phones for those monthly pledges, because we've got that extra money right now and up to $115,000. And until we use it all up, I'm going to keep asking you: can you make a $10 a month pledge? Can you make a $20 a month pledge? Can you make a $45 a month pledge, or maybe $100 a month pledge? If you can do that, all matched up to $115,000. 888-291-8000. You can also go safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. All the money goes to the same place. It's all matched in the same way. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Tim Staples, our guest this hour.
Yes, I just wanted to say, and thanks for hanging on. We got some great questions coming up here. But I just have to say thank you to everybody that has given and over the years, and all of you that have called today. It means so much to us. And I personally love seeing it because, you know, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, St. Paul famously says, God loveth a cheerful giver, right? People often ask the question, you know, do we tithe as Catholics? Well, no. If you mean by tithing has a different meaning in the New Covenant than in the Old Covenant. In the Old Covenant, it was a strictly take a 10% sort of thing. But in the New Covenant, you know, what does Jesus say to the rich young man? He says, give everything. He didn't say, you know, give 10% and come follow me. No, he said, give everything. And of course, we have religious in the church with vows of poverty who literally do that, give up absolutely everything and follow Jesus. Well, we're all called to do that, whether it be literally like those in religious life or Cy Kellett, who has kids, and I have kids, and we're raising kids. We still give everything. That is required in order for us to make it to heaven. But of course, we have to keep some of it, don't we, Cy, in order to feed the kids and pay the bills and so forth. But really, the key in Christianity is not really how much you give. It's really how much you keep that matters. You know, and when you understand that, and by the way, the American bishops have a beautiful document on that at their website, the USCCB, on stewardship, which really explains how that when you understand that everything belongs to the Lord, you're free. It frees you up. And that's the foundation for St. Paul's famous statement. God loves a cheerful giver. Why? Because you're just giving back what's already God's anyway, and that already belongs to the poor, those who are in need. And I'm going to tell you something. Our folks who give to Catholic Answers are a picture of cheerful givers.
Yeah.
Because when they call on the phones, they're talking about, thank you all for what you do, praise God, and they really are cheerful givers, and they give. And so thank you, thank you, thank you, and please, we've got 12 minutes left. We're coming down to the wire. We need your help. So don't stop calling at 888-291-8000. We need to push right up until the end. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Or go to call 888-291-8000.
I got to thank a few people. They send me these notes, so I don't have access to everybody. But Luzia is sending us a check. Oh, God bless you, Luzia, for $5,000. She said she's been away from the church for a long time, but we're bringing her back.
Praise
Catholic
God.
Answers Live is her favorite show. Oh, I didn't even know what I was about to read. That's beautiful. Thank you so much. Samantha from Pickerington, Ohio, first time donor, $50 a month. And then
go Buckeyes.
It says I have to say go Buckeyes. I have to say it. All right. For $50 a month, I'll say go Buckeyes. Yes. Robert from Texas just gave $1,000.
Praise God.
A newly ordained priest called and said, hey, pray for the success of the pledge drive on the air. And I got to tell you, already a bunch of folks at Facebook telling us they're praying for us. Tim
Praise
and I pray right before we go on the air, but we do. And I'll tell you what, I'll pray it this way, Father, and I don't have the name of the newly ordained priest, but St. Joseph, come to our assistance. We put ourselves Praise in God. Your hands during this year, and thank you for your loving fathership of our Savior Jesus. Tim in Jackson, Michigan gave $500 and $20 a month.
Wow.
He's like, I'll also throw in $20 a month. All right, Tim, thanks.
So that's 500 plus and almost, that's what, 480 more.
Okay. Right? Yeah. That's what you ask me to do math for. 888 Deacon Tim in Levelland, Texas, $45 a month. Great, Deacon. So grateful for that. Grateful to so many, but those are the ones they gave me to read. 888-291-8000 is the number. We go back to the phones now. Let's see if we can go to Noah in Westmont, Illinois, watching on YouTube. Noah, thank you so much for your call. Go ahead with your question for Tim.
Hi, thank you so much for having me on.
Yes.
My question is on confession.
Yes.
I understand the idea that the priest acts on the behalf of Jesus and the scriptural backing for it.
Yes.
My question is, if I receive absolution or forgiveness, like for my sin when I confess, how does that not affect our understanding that Jesus paid the price for sin on the cross?
Right.
Jesus forgave our sins on the cross.
Great.
If I confess my sins, does that mean my sin really wasn't forgiven before
gotcha.
I confess it? Like,
oh, great question. Thank
yes.
you.
Noah, that is a great question. And the bottom line is, Noah, we believe as Catholics, just as 1 John 2, 1 and 2 says, that Jesus Christ is the propitiation for our sins, and not only our sins, but the sins of the whole world. So what that means is, when Jesus died on the cross, he purchased the redemption of everyone. In fact, his redemption is of infinite value, sufficient to forgive the sins of a theoretical infinite number of worlds, okay? So it's not really, your question is not about the nature of the sacrifice of Christ, because you and I know that just because Jesus' sacrifice is sufficient to take away the sins of the whole world, as I mentioned there in 1 John 2, 1 and 2, that doesn't mean everybody's saved, right? No. And why is that? Because what Christ did on the cross does not get applied to our lives until we do something. Now, of course, Jesus gives the power of his grace for us to even be able to do it, but we have to respond to God's grace. Think of it this way. Get your Bible out and go to 1 John chapter 1, verse 7, and notice how the Bible says, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, meaning us with God, and the blood of Jesus Christ continues to cleanse us from all sin. So notice, what do you mean, John? We have to do something? Isn't that taking away from what Jesus on the cross did? No, John says, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, that is, we're doing something, And of course, we know Jesus has to empower us to be able to do it, but nevertheless, we have to do it. Then the blood of Christ cleanses us. And then look at the next verse. If we say we have no sin, we are liars and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, he is faithful to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So in other words, yes, the infinite merits of Christ will only be applied to our lives when we confess our sins. No, our sins are not already forgiven in a subjective sense. He simply paid the price so that if we do, in fact, confess, we will be forgiven. Great question, my friend, because unfortunately, there's a whole lot of Calvinism out there and a confused theology that says our sins, when we come to Christ, are forgiven past, present, and future. Sorry. 1 John chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. 7 through 9, absolutely disagree. Folks, you know what? These are the kinds of questions that need to be answered today. Am I right, Cy Kellett?
Amen, brother.
We have millions of souls out there that are misled, misguided by, you know, various Christian denominations that don't have the fullness of the truth that we alone possess as Catholics. There are untold millions of souls who don't know Jesus Christ, don't know God in Jesus Christ. That's what we are here to present to them. Can you do me a favor, folks? We're going off right now. We'll be back in a few minutes. But don't stop calling, because we still have 5 more minutes in this first hour. So pick up the phone and call 888-291-8000. Give that gift, 888-291-8000.
You can also go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. All the matches stay in place while we are on this little break. We will be right back. Perfect time to call, 888-291-8000, or safe and secure online, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Right back with more Open Forum on Catholic Answers Live.
This is Kevin O'Brien of EWTN's Theater of the Word. I'm excited also to teach middle school and high school literature, speech, and drama with homeschoolconnections.com, an online Catholic curriculum provider. Your student can meet with me online for a live, interactive class. Whether you take apologetics with John Martinoni, or grade school with Jackie De La Viaga, or any of the other 400-plus courses with homeschoolconnections.com, online Catholic learning for your homeschooling family is available for you.